T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Speaking of games and picks and records, let's get to some NFL picks. Let's get to guess the takes here for Week 13 in the NFL, and then we'll talk to Steve Fezzik of pregame.com. All right, we're going to start with a game I think is getting zero buzz this week because it's two likely non-playoff teams. One probably almost eliminated, and one that I don't think is going to make it. The New England Patriots coming off a win. I took them last week at home against Arizona. They won. They're going out to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. The game is a pick'em. You rarely see pick'em games in the NFL. And I'll acknowledge right now the better roster, the better talent belongs to the Chargers, right? They have Joey Bosa, and they have Justin Herbert, and they have some backs that could play. Keenan Allen is a catch machine. They've got players, Hunter Henry. But I think this is the biggest coaching mismatch of the weekend. Bill Belichick is Bill Belichick. And Anthony Lynn is one of the worst in-game coaches I've seen in a long time. Like, that guy botches every situation. We said last week, he's watching him on Hard Knocks. The guy looks like a good barbecue. He made some great chicken on that show. That guy can't coach. I mean, he's a bad coach. And I think the more talented team that keeps finding ways to lose games, they'll find a way to lose another one. I'll take Bill Belichick in a pick'em over Anthony Lynn, Patriots over Chargers, game one. Game number two, this is my pick of the week. Washington getting 8.5 in Pittsburgh on Monday. Pittsburgh's schedule is all off because they had to wait around for the Ravens. They lost Bud Dupree to a significant knee injury. And Alex Smith will get the ball out of his hands quickly. So I don't think the pass rush with T.J. Watt's going to get to him. Washington has 11 days rest off of their dismantling of Dallas on Thanksgiving. I'm taking Washington plus the 8.5, and I don't think it's going to be a shock, or at least it won't be for me, if late in that game Monday, Washington has a chance to beat the undefeated Steelers. I will take the Washington football team plus 8.5 over the Steelers. And game number three, the 49ers are red hot. Kyle Shanahan is an incredible coach. Debo Samuel came back last week and did an incredible job against the Rams. They're in a pick'em as well in Arizona, their new home, against the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo coming off a nice win last week. Miami's kind of falling down a little bit. They don't probably feel the pressure to have to win this game. 49ers more desperate. They're quote-unquote at home. I think they win in a fun Monday night game. I will take the 49ers, the Patriots, and Washington as my three picks. Now let's guess the takes here before we talk to Steve Fezzik of pregame.com as I try to guess what everyone is talking about early next week. And the first one, and this comes after Pittsburgh struggles again, this time against Washington, I think the take's going to be the Tennessee, not Pittsburgh, not the undefeated Steelers. The Titans are actually the biggest threat to the Kansas City Chiefs repeating as conference champions. The Titans are good, and they're tough. And Tannehill is 18-3 as a starter. He took over last year. They've got a lot going on. I think Tennessee is a better team right now than Pittsburgh. And take number two that you'll hear early next week after Minnesota dismantles Jacksonville is that the Vikings are the team none of the top seeds want to see in the NFC. Has anyone paid attention to what Kirk Cousins is doing? Kirk Cousins, a favorite of the evening show? Kirk Cousins' last four games, he has a 124 quarterback rating. He had a bad first month, and since then, he's been incredible again. Vikings are rolling with Jefferson and Cook and Cousins, and they're going to be a team no one wants to see if they sneak in as that last seed. And the third take you're going to hear next week after the Dolphins win under Ryan Fitzpatrick is that the Dolphins should stick with Ryan Fitzpatrick even when Tua comes back. So the three takes you're going to hear, Tennessee, not Pittsburgh, is Kansas City's biggest challenge. The Vikings are the team in the NFC nobody wants to see in the playoffs. and Miami should stick with Ryan Fitzpatrick even if or when Tua comes back and is healthy. They went away from Fitzpatrick already, and I don't know if they could do it again if he wins again and keeps moving that football team. Those are the takes for Week 13 in the NFL as we get set for some December football starting. Well, it started already, right, with a Wednesday night game, which was just totally unlike anything we've seen. And now we get a good slate on Sunday, of course, with the Eagles and the Packers at Lambeau. Let's talk to Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, about Week 13 in the NFL. Steve, how you doing tonight?
I am excellent, Joe. How is Philadelphia?
Well, we're trying to figure out what the heck's going on and trying to cope and trying to weigh the merits of this season still having something to play for in this division versus big picture stuff. Steve, all year I have felt relatively positive, and a lot of Fridays I thought, you know what, the Eagles can win this game. This is negative I felt all year. I think Sunday could be a rout. Am I crazy? Is there going to be an upset? What do you think on Sunday in Green Bay?
Yeah, I think rout is more likely. The fact that you beat Green Bay last year, the fact that you won a Super Bowl, normally when a team's a 9-point favorite, you know, they kind of exhale. They're like, yeah, we're supposed to win. I could see Green Bay really getting after it. This could be an ugly night. I do like a high-scoring game. I like over in the game.
Yeah, I'll bet that side, because otherwise I'm going to be depressed betting this game. All right, let's go to a big one here between 2-8-3 teams, Cleveland Browns, Tennessee Titans. They're very similar kind of teams, it feels like, offensively. Like, they run the ball. That's their identity. Everything kind of goes off of that. What do you think in this one? Tennessee favored by 5.5 at home.
Well, you nailed it. If I have two similar teams, and I don't have them rated that far apart, Tennessee a little bit better, hardly any home field, I'm going to take the plus 5.5. You know, Henry's having a great year, but Chubb has fresh legs, and he is running every bit as well as Derrick Henry. The other running back for Cleveland is Kareem Hunt is very good. Baker Mayfield is a perfectly capable, good quarterback with play action when he has time, and the Titans don't have a pass rush in a shootout. I like Cleveland.
Los Angeles Rams coming off a disappointing game last week against the Niners at Arizona. This is a big one. I mean, they're going to play twice this next month, and who knows? Maybe we get three or four teams from the NFC West in the playoffs, but this one matters here. Rams are 3-point road favorites at the Cardinals, who have kind of come back to earth here a couple weeks ago.
And the reason they come back to earth is that Kyler Murray has a shoulder injury, and he's only run the ball 5 times in each of the last 2 games. And that Arizona offense, which was awesome all year long, they put up 21 every single week. Completely consistent. The last 2 weeks, 21 and 17 with Murray not running the ball. Don't trust them. And boy, Aaron Donald's going to create some problems. I can only look Rams.
There's a couple games here, Steve, that have pretty enormous spreads. Let's hit them quickly here. But Denver at Kansas City and the Bengals at the Dolphins. I mean, you would think both teams that are the playoff type of teams there are going to win, but do you see value in either underdog they're covering?
I can't play the Bengals-Dolphins game because I think Fitz is going to be the quarterback, and Fitz is significantly better than Tua right now. So because of that, I don't want to go ahead and fade Miami. I did bet Denver. I like Denver quite a bit. It's the rare case. I've got a primetime game, and I've got a division game, and I still think Kansas City is going to be flat. We look at Kansas City's schedule. Showdown against the Raiders, big primetime game against Tampa Bay, and 2 games on the road coming up against contending teams. I think that they murdered Denver 3 straight games in a row. Kansas City is going to be happy just to win by 10 in this game. I like Denver.
Steve Fezzik, pregame.com. Steve, I recognize that I'm about to say I really like a 4-win team playing an undefeated team in December, but I'm looking at Washington plus 7. They have 11 days rest off of what they did to Dallas on Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, the Steelers' whole schedule's been thrown off with the Ravens and the COVID delay and then the game on Wednesday, and they lose Bud Dupree. I feel like this could be a game in the fourth quarter. I think Washington plus 7 makes sense. How about you?
I love your situational handicap. Having said that, let me ask you a couple questions. Pittsburgh, how good are they in terms of where would you put them in the NFL, 1 through 5, as far as being the best team?
Yeah, I would put them 2 or 3. I mean, they're up there.
Exactly right. Maybe you put New Orleans in front of them when Breeze comes back if he's healthy. And where do we put Washington?
Mid-20s.
Exactly, spot on. So if I've got the 25th team at the number 2 team, I should be looking at a double-digit spread. And the spread 7. So this is a case where directionally I agree with your handicap at all, But unfortunately, I think the bettors and the odds makers have taken all the value away, making this so low.
Interesting. How about this one? I'm not even going to handicap the rosters because I think the team with the worst record in this game has a better roster. The Chargers hosting the Patriots. But Steve, I said it before you hopped on. I don't know if there's a bigger coaching mismatch. I mean, Anthony Lynn seems like a guy the players like. It just seems like every week he's screwing everything up. Meanwhile, I got Bill Belichick on the other side. I'm getting points with Belichick versus Anthony Lynn. What do you think there?
Yeah, I'm going to lose this bet. I like the Chargers, and I can tell you next week when I speak to you, if you still have me on after picking the Chargers, I'm going to just, like, choke on this pick because the numbers are just so overwhelming. The Chargers are the better team. The Chargers, in terms of like yards per play, they're a 500 team, and the Patriots are below 500. Cam Newton is not healthy. He has an abdominal issue. And if you look at how the Patriots are winning, it's not just that the genius is finding great coaching ways in order to execute wins. They're just getting lucky. Arizona, Murray couldn't run. Arizona couldn't get in on the 1 yard line. I don't care if you're the greatest coach in the world. You shouldn't stop someone with two cracks from the one. Arizona misses their 45-yard field goal. New England makes their 50-yarder. Kyler Murray goes down at midfield, doesn't pick up the first down. Cam Newton sells out, and he picks it up play after play. If you bet Arizona last week, you were so unlucky to lose to New England. Maybe that continues. Maybe they get lucky again. You're right. We're going to get completely outcoached. I still think we win with the Chargers.
All right, let's hit the Monday night. I really like this Monday night game. Buffalo at San Francisco, even though the game, I guess, is in Arizona now. So Buffalo at Arizona, but they're playing the 49ers. And, man, Steve, the 49ers have just turned this thing around, and they won a really impressive win for them last week against the Rams. And now they have a new home. They seem like they have some confidence again. What do you think about this game? Because this feels like a really fun Monday night game.
So I was going to bet San Francisco back when they're getting points. And I love the fact, get the running back back, get Samuel wide receiver back, Richard Sherman comes back, team's getting healthier. And then I looked at Buffalo, and I really think it's a great spot for Buffalo because they're 3-1 their last four games. Their only loss, their only road game was at Arizona. Now they get to return to the scene of the crime, same road trip, same hotel, I'm sure, same routine across the board, and a chance to put the Hail Mary behind them. And because of that, I think Buffalo brings it as well. It should be a great game. I don't have a pick.
Steve, last one for you. Big picture. I know we kind of went through some of the games in this division this week. As we sit here now, who's your favorite in the NFC? It's, I guess, schedule and who's left on each schedule will play into it. But it's hard for me to find a way that the Eagles are going to fall out of this until the last 2 weeks. Who do you have as the favorite in this division?
Oh, my goodness.
Someone's got to win it.
Someone does have to win it. And you know what? I'm going to take the Washington football team to win it. And here's why. After winning a Super Bowl, I don't think the Eagles are all that motivated to somehow get a playoff bid when they know that they're not a contender this year. Dallas is so dysfunctional with their coaching staff. And, you know, with the Giants, if Daniel Jones had stayed healthy, I would have picked them. But the Colt McCoy, 2.5-point downgrade, and I think Daniel Jones will come back too early with his hamstring possibly. By process of elimination, if I eliminate three teams, and maybe I'm just a sucker for a good story in the Washington quarterback, let's pick Washington.
Yeah, I'm with you. The quarterback, the coach, who Ron was sick. I think it is a great story, and they're probably the team to beat or the team that will lose the least, I guess, down the stretch. Steve, always appreciate hopping on. Enjoy Week 13. We'll catch up soon.
Cleveland Browns, best bet. Let's do it.
Love it. Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, giving us the Browns there. He disagreed my handicap on Washington. And he has Washington as the favorite to win this division. Washington. Amazing. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.